This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Psalm 10, Perek Yud, in Tehillim. And this, some say, is a continuation of the previous Psalm. David HaMelech, King David starts. He says, Lama Hashem tamo berochok. Why, Hashem, do you stand far away? Talim le'itos betzora. And you seem oblivious to our times of oppression, our times of pain. That falls into the same category as the previous Psalm, where we said that sometimes the world looks like it's falling apart. It looks like wicked people are prospering, but Yishbo Tevel B'tzedek, Hashem judges the entire world with righteousness. Hashem has a bird's eye view, and he's seeing a lot more than we're seeing, and it does all work out. Ultimately, we just don't see it. The Radak says that this psalm, Psalm 10, was not written by David HaMelech about a specific event in his life. It was written for any time when David HaMelech, King David, or any person feels like Hashem is far away from them. And this is what they say. Lama Hashem tamo berachok. Why, Hashem, are you standing so far away? Why are you standing from a distance? The Zohar says that the actual answer to the question is right there in the question. Because if you look in Yirmiyahu, in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 30, in Perek Lamed, it says, Hinini Moshiacha merachok. I'm going to save you from far away. In other words, Hashem stands what seems far away, and that's how he saves us. That's how he takes care of us, either because he's got a bird's eye view, or maybe because we need to have that moment of fear when we don't feel Hashem near us. Maybe we need to go through that. Maybe the wicked person needs a chance to prosper so he can totally destroy himself. Whatever the reason is that we ask why Hashem is standing far away, because we feel so forlorn and so distant. But the truth is, there's an answer. Hinani Moshiacha Merachuk. I'm going to save you from far away. There's a halacha, there's a law that we learn from this chapter of Psalms, and that is that if somebody is eating food that's not kosher, or if they steal food and they're eating it, the halacha is that they don't make a bracha, they don't make a blessing. What's that condition where someone would make a blessing on food that's not kosher or on food that they just stole? That's a condition where someone says, Hashem is far away. Hashem doesn't care. Hashem doesn't care that I stole this food. Hashem doesn't care that this food's not kosher. So I'm just going to make a bracha. And the halacha is that no, Hashem cares, and you are, so to speak, actually offending Hashem. Nietz Hashem. You're actually offending Hashem. Butzeya berech. Nietz Hashem. You're actually offending Hashem because you're not recognizing that, you know, Hashem cares very much that you're eating something that's not kosher right now and that you're eating something that you stole, and it's a chutzpah to make a bracha on it. Where does that condition come from? So David HaMelech, King David, goes on to explain. He says, Rasha kegova apo. He says, a wicked person in the throes of their sin, by Yidrosh, the last thing they're thinking about is Hashem, that Hashem's watching me. That's not what they're thinking of. That's not what's on their mind. But the truth is, he is, and Hashem is watching them at all times, but they don't think so. Omar Belibo, he says in his heart, Shachach Kel, Hashem totally forgot. And the truth is, David HaMelech says, Morom Mishpotecha Minegdo, sometimes Hashem does take a moment to kind of take his hands off and suspend his judgment, which means, practically speaking, the Gemara says that if you see a wicked person who's thriving, who's prospering, who's doing very well, the Gemara says, don't try to debate him. Don't try to mess with him. Don't try to win him. Don't try to get into some kind of altercation with him. Don't try to compete with him, because Hashem's letting him succeed now. It's not going to last forever, but Hashem's letting him succeed now, and Hashem actually has kind of given a hands-off approach and been far away. And this person is falling for it, and they're not realizing that Hashem is actually from far away, making sure that they get that, allowing them to put themselves into a situation where they're going to cause their own problems. The Mizmor ends with obviously a prayer. It says, "Amen niyet rosha elikim." It says, "Hashem, why are you letting this happen? Why are you letting this evil person offend you, as it were?" Amar belibo lo sidro. She's letting him say in his heart that Hashem doesn't care. Hashem's not looking. Say, Shvor Zroya Rasha, Hashem, why don't you just break the arm of that wicked person? The Gemara says it specifically is talking about somebody who engages in price gouging or in some other type of economic terrorism where they're holding people victims with what they're doing. It says, Hashem, just destroy it. People try to really wreak havoc on the economy. It says, Hashem, just destroy them. Why are you letting them do this? Why are you letting them get away with this? Hashem Melech Olam Voed. Hashem is the king forever. Get rid of these guys. Tavas anovim shemata Hashem. And we end off saying, Hashem, you hear the yearning of those who are anovim. those who are meek, those who are modest. Tachin libam, takshiv anecha, you'll help us pray to you and help us be heard. And that way, lishpot yosem v'dach, by Yosef od laretz enosh min ha'aretz, you'll give the proper judgment to the person who needs it, and these evil people will no longer be able to be in the world. So we have a mizmor that we can say when we have that valid feeling of lama Hashem tamon, berachok, why Hashem are you so far away? But part of the mizmor, part of the psalm, is reminding us that there's an answer to that question. Because from far away, that's how Hashem is going to help us. Whether it's the eagle's eye view, or it's just the fact that by seeming far away, he's letting the evil person completely self-destruct, and he's giving us a chance to grow. So yes, he's standing far away, but hinni moshiach mirachok, I'm going to save you from far away. Everyone be well.